ends of invention and lay the whole thing before the authorities. The drone rose fractionally above the surface of the table and looked round at them all. Hawser leaned forward and tapped its casing. It faced him. "Machine," he said, "we're going to Shah's world. If you want to go back to the GSV, I'll gladly put you in a vac tube and let you make your own way back. But you mention returning and getting a fair trial one more time, and I'm going to blast your synthetic fucking brains out. Understand?"
"How dare you speak to me like that?" the drone bellowed. "I'll have you know, I am an accredited free construct, certified sentient under the Free Will Acts by the Greater Vavet United Moral Standards Administration, and with full citizenship of the Vavet heterocracy. I am near to paying off my incurred generation debt, when I'll be free to do exactly what I like, and have already been accepted for a degree course in applied paratheology at the University of..." "Will you shut your goddamn speaker and listen?" Hawser shouted, breaking into the machine's breathless monologue. "We're not on Vavach, and I don't care how goddamn smart you are or how many qualifications you've got. You're on this ship, and you do as I say. You want to get off? Get off now and float back to whatever's left of your precious fucking orbital. Stay, and you obey orders, or get junked."
"Those are my choices."
"Yes. Use some of your accredited free will and decide right now."
"I..."
The drone rose from the table, then sank again.
"Hmm,"
it said.
"Very well. I shall stay."
"And obey all orders?"
"And obey all orders."
"Good. At
within reason."
"Machine," Hawser said, reaching for the plasma pistol.
"Oh, good grief, man," the drone exclaimed. "What do you want, a robot?"
Its voice sneered.
"I don't have an off button on my reasoning functions. I can't choose not to have free will. I could quite easily swear to obey all orders, regardless of the consequences. I could vow to sacrifice my life for you if you asked me to, but I'd be lying so that I could live. I swear to be as obedient and faithful as any of your human crew. In fact, as the most obedient and faithful of them. For pity's sake, man, in the name of all reason, what more can you ask?"
"Sneaky bastard," Hawser thought. "Well," he said, "I suppose that will just have to do. Now, can..."
"But I am obliged to serve immediate notice on you that under the terms of my retrospective construction agreement, my incurred generation debt loan agreement, and my employment contract, your forcible removal of myself from my place of work makes you liable for the servicing of said debt until my return, as well as risking civil and criminal proceedings."
"Fucking hell, drone," Yelson interrupted. "Sure it wasn't law you were going to study?" "I take full responsibility, machine," Hawser told it.
"Now shut! Well, I hope you're properly insured," the drone muttered.
"Up!"
"Hawser," Balveda said.
"Yes, Perestek."
He turned to her with a sense of relief. Her eyes were glittering. She licked her top lip again, then looked back at the surface of the table, her head down. "What about me?"
"Well," he said slowly, "it did cross my mind to blow you out of vac tube."
He saw her tense. Yalson, too. She turned in her seat to face him, clenching her fists and opening her mouth. Hawser went on. "But you may be of some use yet. And call it sentiment," he smiled. "You'll have to behave, of course." Balveda looked up at him. There was hope in her eyes, but also the piteousness of those who don't want to hope too soon.
"You mean that, I hope," she said quietly.
Hawser nodded.
"I mean it. I couldn't possibly get rid of you anyway, before I find out how the hell you got off the hand of God."
Balveda relaxed, breathing deeply. When she laughed, it was softly. Yolson was looking with a jaundiced expression at Hawser and still wrapping her fingers on the table.
"Yolson," Hawser said, "I'd like you and Doralo to take Balveda and strip her. Take her suit and everything else off."
He was aware of them all looking at him. Balveda was arching her eyebrows with faked shock. He went on, "I want you to take the surgery equipment and run every sort of test you can on her once she's naked to make sure she hasn't got any skin pouches, implants or prosthetics. Use the ultrasound and the x-ray gear and the NMR and anything else we've got. Once you've done that, you can find something for her to wear. Put her suit in a vac tube and dump it. Also, any jewellery or other personal possessions of any sort or size, regardless of how innocent they may look.
You want her washed and anointed? Put in a white robe and placed on a stone altar, too?"
Yalson said acidly. Hawser shook his head. I want her clean of anything, anything at all, that could be used as a weapon, or that could turn into one. The culture's latest gadgetry for the special circumstances includes things called memory forms. They might look like a badge or a medallion. He smiled at Balveda, who nodded back wryly. Or anything else, but do a certain something to them. Touch them in the right place, make them wet, speak a certain word, and they become a communicator, a gun or a bomb. I don't want to risk there being anything more dangerous than Ms. Balveda herself on board.